travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Flying you to over 200 destinations is our business. What you do there is yours.
It may be too soon to talk about Christmas, but it's not too early to talk about Christmas travel. And Irish Independent travel editor Paul O'Connella joins us with an insight into the Christmas markets, the hotel breaks, and all the travel news ahead of the festive season. Paul, good morning.
Hiya, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing grand. Now, first of all, the actual travel business itself, airports more or less sorted?
Well, I wouldn't like to be sort of tied to that, but they have certainly improved since the summer of chaos that we've seen. And the bank holiday, I suppose, was the most recent peak period. Dublin Airport saw about 350,000 passengers go through. Now, there were queues and so on, but nothing like what we saw last May. Another thing to note, it's parking completely sold out. So if you are going to be booking parking in busy times to come, definitely do that in advance or get a lift. But looming like a sort of an iceberg on the horizon really is the Christmas travel period, because outside of the peak months of June and July, that is really when the numbers swell. And we have already seen London Heathrow, for example, warning that it may have to reintroduce a cap on passenger numbers. People are kind of looking at it with trepidation, because though they have ironed out a lot of the problems, there's still the underlying issues of staffing and so on do still exist out there in the industry.
Yeah. Okay, now, if you don't want to use an airport, hotel breaks in Ireland, I mean, I presume they also rise in price at this time of the year.
They do for Christmas, absolutely. But what you are getting a lot of value thrown in there as well. And this is something that the whole concept of a residential Christmas break, or basically checking into a hotel on Christmas Eve and staying for a couple of days, has really grown in recent years in Ireland. And the packages are very polished now. When you check in, you will pay top dollar, but what you're going to sort of get, not just the mulled wine and the mince pies on arrival, but the full entertainment program, the place will be decked up to the nines, Santa will visit for the kids, and typically the lunches and Christmas dinners and evening buffets will be included, and some of them will even include drinks and activities along. So really, they're investing a lot in getting the staff to stay and to work at that time. They've calculated the prices very carefully, and there is demand, Pat. We were putting together a spread on this not long ago for the Irish Independent Weekend magazine, and already places like Adair Manor, Ballinahinch, Ashford Castle sold out for Christmas. But there is availability still. at a price. That's why I'm hesitating. I have a couple. I'll give you a couple of quick examples. Let's say, taking at the bottom end, for €367 per person, there's a 2-night break in Brooks Hotel in Dublin, which is just a stone's throw from Grafton Street, and that includes a 5-course Christmas lunch, the breakfasts, the mince pies, and that. And you'll be right in position in the city there for the Christmas sale. So that's kind of the entry level for 2 nights. Then mid level, Glass and Lake House. I plugged that one out on Loch Ree. It's a press-up hotel, 4-star. It has a golf course, new spa, outdoor hot tubs, lots of roaring fires and cocktails and all the rest. And the meals are included, €869 per person. And then going 5-star, Ireland's newest 5-star, in fact, Cashel Palace Hotel in County Tipperary has a 3-night package. It's important to look at how many nights are included in these, obviously, as well. But with the Christmas lunch, with the Tipperary Fork Supper, they're calling it on the big day, and so on, with guided walks thrown in, €1,495 per person. So perhaps that would be your Christmas gift to each other as well as the stay.
Okay, so if we are then more intrepid and we want to go Christmas market hunting in Europe, where would you recommend?
I love the idea of this being back on the cards, because we've had two, three years now where we weren't able, and we were kind of watching enviously as those lovely atmospheric town squares with their chalets kicked off across Europe. And we started off by talking about how expensive travel over Christmas can be, but these markets kick off at the end of November, often running through to Christmas Eve or even into early January. And if you can travel during the school term, and particularly midweek, I've been pricing, you know, trips to places like Poland or Germany, particularly lesser known cities, and for a night or two they start from as little as 130 per person for the flights and the hotel. So it just goes to show you that if you can be flexible, you can get the bargains. Have a look at travel agents for these, unless of course you want to book your own hotel and flights or an Airbnb, but that Irish agents like Click and Go, Travel Department, Abbey Travel, Cassidy, and so on will all package up these offers quite neatly. I love Krakow. I don't know if you've been to Krakow in winter.
No, not yet.
It's just, oh, it's complete. The main square is just like a fairy tale with the tower in the middle of it and the clip-clop of the horse's hooves around you and the smell of the glühwein from the stalls and the roasting chestnuts. And they put a big emphasis on the handmade toys. Now, I've never actually filled my suitcases with these things. My kids probably throw them back at me, but I just love being surrounded by that kind of culture. And you know, the same guys have been in the same stall for generations making these things.
Budapest I have been to, but not at Christmas time.
Oh, it's lovely again at Christmas. And if you get lucky with the snow, we can't bank on that. It just adds this extra Disney-esque kind of element to it. I mean, Budapest, again, this in Hungary has been doing this for yonks, centuries. It's got it right down to a T. It's not parachuting chalets into the fair green for a couple of nights, you know. The Basilica Market is the main one there. There's a lovely house called the Gerbo House. It's an 18th century building where they make the building itself into an advent calendar over Christmas. And each day at 5 o'clock, they open a window on the building to reveal a new painting. It just kind of gives you a sense of the scale and the thought that goes into it.
Now, Prague is another fairy tale city. I presume they do it up even more for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a chandelier. The cathedral and the old square in the evening when the lights go on anyway. But yeah, the Charles Bridge, the old town, and the enormous Christmas trees they have decked up there. There's several markets throughout Prague, as you'll find in a lot of these great European cities. It's not just one. So you can kind of tip along between one and the other. And what I'd be recommending you have a bite of there is the Trdelník pastries. They're sort of sweet pastries that are wrapped around a skewer and they're sprinkled with cinnamon sugar. So you take it away on the skewer and kind of munch it as you're going from stall to stall.
And finally, if you want to stay in this benighted island of ours, there is a Dublin Christmas market and Christmas markets around the country.
Yeah, and we'll no doubt revisit this because the colour they bring to cities are like Galway, Waterford's going to have its Winterfell Festival, Belfast Market will be kicking off around City Hall. But I highlighted Dublin for you at this stage. It will run from the December 7th to the 20th, but Christmas at the Castle is back as part of as Fulch Ireland's whole Winter in Dublin seasonal play. And that it's a lovely idea, and I don't know why we hadn't been doing this for generations, but it brings the traditional Alpine market stall set up into the courtyard of Dublin Castle. So that'll be a great excuse to get back into the city.
All right. Well, it sounds very attractive. You know, these Alpine markets with their snow, which is normal in Central Europe, I suppose with us, we'd get the fire department out hosing us down to create winter rain. Anyway.
It'll be a happy Christmas at that.
Paolo Canila, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.